Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. One of the most consistent things we have in our lives is our thoughts. They are with us all of the time, leading us and guiding us as we make our way through each day. Our thoughts are powerful. They can be positive and guide us down paths that can benefit our futures. Or, our thoughts can be negative, devastating, creating a situation where we wallow in them and are unable to move forward. Paul is the suggested author of Philippians. This particular book is considered to be the first of four letters he wrote while he was in prison. At a time when his thoughts could have been the darkest and loneliest of his life, and most people would have expected them to be, he instead focused his thoughts on God. He made the choice to keep his thoughts from turning negative. Although our thoughts are powerful and can guide us every day, we are still in charge of every single one. We make the choice as to where our thoughts focus. We can choose to wallow in thoughts of self-pity and negativity, or we can choose to focus our thoughts in the way God would have them go. The choice is up to us. What do you choose?